Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Let's go mad on Open House. There are dozens of organisations that seek to shine light into the lives of people facing life's challenges, especially young people, but none quite like this. Musicians Making a Difference is a charity that does it with music. They work to engage, inspire, and empower young people to make their lives remarkable. Since 2007, MAD, MAD, has grown up from a small community venture to an organisation that reaches more than 50,000 people Australia-wide. The CEO of MAD, Dominic Brook, joins us now to talk about this remarkable work that they've been doing for the past 5 years and what's ahead. Some great stories, I'm sure. Dominic, welcome to Open House.
Thank you, Lee. What a great intro.
Mate, it's a great work. If you read anything about this, and as you'll hear, Dominic, he'll inspire you. It's great work, and I'm so glad to have you here. Can I just start by asking you a bit about your own musical journey and your own immersion in music?
Yeah, look, I started way back with a band called TRUEL, stood for True Rhythms Unifying Every Life. And my first start to music was through really hip-hop. I wasn't an amazing musician. It was through lyrics, and that kind of pulled me out of, it was my journey, I suppose, that gave me a voice. Then I got involved in Youth Alive and a while back and did a song called True Disciple and Godly Vibe back in 99. And basically through hip-hop, developed more musically, and really all my songs kind of seek to make people think twice or to think about living their life to their full potential, you know.
There is such a power in it. Regular Open House listeners will know that I live this sad, vicarious life as an undiscovered rock star so far. So I get it. Why do you say that music has such power?
I think music has power, obviously, in listening to it because it speaks to the inner person. You connect with it in a whole different way than you would anything else. The notes, obviously, there's been a lot of studies on it. Even from being a baby, it can really speak and develop a person's character and soul. And so I think music just speaks to the soul. It speaks to the spirit. And it's got a real powerful way. A lot of the kids that we work with that are going through depression or whatever, a way that they find peace or thing is they turn to a certain song that resonates with the way they're feeling. It feels like someone understands how they're feeling, and it can shift an environment. So music's just a real powerful tool.
I often think it's such a gift of God, actually.
It's a gift
at the end of the day.
It is.
So where did all this start? Musicians Making a Difference. How did it start?
Yeah, so basically we started running camps, a camp called 351 in 2003. And basically these camps were really inspirational. People would come on this camp and learn how to songwrite, learn how to make music, just learn how to be the best then they can be through music. And it was just a real amazing, inspirational, bonding family time where young people after this camp would really say, hey, I've got something to give the world, and would go off and parents would say, you know, what have you done to our kid? They've totally changed. They've got something to live for and gave purpose. And I suppose it kind of grew from that. And we've worked with a lot of charities out there and a lot of great charities with Youth Off the Streets and Oasis and Salvation Army. And we kind of worked with those charities and got their kids involved. And yeah, so basically it's kind of moved from there. And then now we run workshops and camps and mentoring and kind of starting to target areas all around Australia.
So these kids are often kids doing it tough in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. From our workshops that go into the jails, juvenile jails, to actually working with kids that are homeless, basically these young people feel hopeless. They don't feel believed in. They haven't been really loved, I suppose, in some ways, or they've made a lot of bad choices and they haven't had someone to guide them. So music is a way of engaging and basically inspiring them to share their story and get rid of a lot of hurt, like the music therapy through songwriting. A young man that works with us at the moment really found a lot of healing in a song just to get out how he felt about his mum and how he felt abused and neglected and not really cared for. And by doing that, he kind of felt he could move on.
You've seen this work. Can you explain to the uninitiated what music therapy is and the power of it?
I really like the way, not just listening to music, actually giving young people a voice, whether they're musical or not, because music takes so many avenues from dance, getting out frustration or telling your story through dance or through theater or through music, songwriting, poetry. And I suppose the therapy is self-therapy, because it's kind of writing in a journal or counseling themselves. And when they get it on paper, they realize you can look at it and say, well, this is what you're saying about life. How can we look at that differently? Or what's the next 6 months going to look like? Or how do you feel now that you got that out? And so it's just a series of emotions and questions to release that kind of thing that's so stuck inside some people that they can't move forward.
I'm sure with some of them it takes a while to get to that.
Yeah.
Damaged, hurt people.
It does. It does. We kind of look at refining our skill at getting to that very quickly, though. And allowing young people to open up.
Yeah.
We set a whole new environment through our programs in camp. We say a mad environment is an environment that is different from the world. It's a family. There's no judgment. Doesn't matter. We don't label people in emo or gothic or rock or hip hop. We are people here trying to be the best people we can be. Mm. And from this moment, we're going to step out and start to move on. And I suppose we get young people believing that. And we set a whole new environment where, and we say, you can take that kind of energy or this environment, this spirit of this thing back into your world and to your family and set an environment, and you need to be the leader of that.
I'm sure you've witnessed some amazing transformations in young people. Can you take us to perhaps one or two really moving moments for you where you've really seen an impact on the life of someone and make a difference?
Yeah, I think one for me is working with the Salvation Army. We came across a young person called Owen, and he was on the documentary about homelessness with Paul Molds. And Owen definitely, you know, wanted to be a rapper like a lot of young people do, but he had something about him, yet he was one of the worst kids at Oasis down there at Surrey Hills. And basically through music, we got him to share his story and open up. And we actually trained him up on the computers to run workshops. And then we moved him up out of that environment to the Central Coast. And we mentored him, put on a traineeship. And the transformation over probably a year or two through the camps. And one camp, I remember him saying to me, he came to this family Christmas camp. We run a camp for kids that have no Christmas. And basically he said, it was the first time I actually thought, and this is a kid that's 19, that I could actually change, from being in and out of jail. He never thought it was even a possibility.
And this is just 19.
Yeah. He never even thought it was possible to have a positive future, because that's how his parents may have lived it. That's how his friends have lived it. That's how his, you know, dad's in jail. So that is the reality to them. I suppose what we do is snap them out of that. There is a whole new reality. There's a blue screen out there that you can kind of create a whole new background, like in the film industry. There's a way to think that can really make you the head and not the tail. So another thing that this young person went on to do is he started running our classes for the disabled kids and using music to help some kids from Post School Options, a disabled company out there. And then he also, his dream now is to be a hope to the homeless. So through music, he's written some amazing songs about being a hope to the homeless. And maybe I'll send one of those songs down to you to share his story as well. But that's his journey over 1 or 2 years. And he's now out there making a difference in other kids' lives, where he was the one that was actually always needing the help. He's become a real positive part of society. And, you know, I think we see this time and time again. Even in jail, it costs the juvenile justice system $150,000 each kid to hold them in there. And I've worked in juvenile justice for over 4 years as well in my early 20s, but it costs a lot of money to keep them there. And if we can just give them a hope, and if we can just help them identify their unique gifts and then believe in their potential, they could actually contribute to society millions of dollars through their businesses and that. But music is the tool that we've been using to do that.
What a powerful thing. There is a special place in the Open House heart for those in jail. Tell us what you do there in those workshops.
I've got another few special moments there. We ran one of our camps, 351, in the jail, and we called it Freedom Within. And basically we speak to the young people about, you might be locked up physically, but we believe that even now you can have freedom within from the pain you've gone through, from all that. We want you to write that out. And we share our stories about what we've been through, and we take in some amazing people. And we share our stories, they open up and they feel in a safe environment. They feel like someone believes in their potential. And we have young people almost in tears kind of saying, thank you so much for coming in and believing my role model, the person I want to be. Because at the end we say, well, where to from here? What do you want to do with your life? And they want to be like us. They just want to tour. They want to make their own difference in the world. And I suppose it's opening them up to the potential and the possibility that they are more than criminals. And that's what some of the kids said. Hey, thank you. I realize now I'm more than a criminal. And I think that's what we're doing through Musicians Making a Difference. These young people think that they're a criminal, and that's who they are. Everyone's labored them that, from society to peers to people. Yeah, you're a crim, your thing, or whatever. And they actually take pride in that, and because that's all they got. And so we give them a whole new alternative. How about if you could take pride in actually doing something with your life?
On Open House, we're with Dominic Brooke from Musicians Making a Difference, MAD. I love the title. And your goal is to really take anybody and everybody you can and have someone alongside them like this.
Yeah, our vision for MAD is to see every young person in Australia have someone that believes in their unique and unlimited potential.
It's a huge goal.
It's massive. But I think it's doable. It's definitely doable.
I know you don't do this for what you get out of it, but what have you got out of it as a bit of a byproduct along the way?
Oh, for me, it's been an amazing journey to create a charity, like from not knowing anything about how to run a charity or do what I do. I'm learning every day. And I just get out of the smiles. I mean, there's so much satisfaction in helping just one young person move on and them coming to me and saying, you know, thank you, you're like a dad to me, or, you know, you've really made a difference in my life, and I honestly, I'd be in jail if it wasn't for you. You know, just to know you've made a little bit of difference, I think I've got a lot out of it. It makes me very happy.
I'm sure. Music is a very powerful thing, but if you're setting them up to launch out into the world with their music and make a difference there, that's a pretty tough road in itself, isn't it?
Trying
to make a buck and a life out of music.
Sadly. To be honest, it's not our key message. Our message is no matter what you want to do, you can do it and you can make a difference. We had one young person in our camp that left the camp and started up. He wanted to make a difference through physical personal training. And so his dream, we helped him with that. We've got another young person who wants to be a motivational speaker now after hearing all the stuff and speaking to the lives of other youth. So from being a sound engineer to being in a studio to working in retail, starting up their own business, whatever, we actually don't just focus. We use music as the engagement tool. Yeah. And we use music as the therapy. However, we give unlimited options to young people because each person's unique and they're not all meant to. And we do dance and all that. So not all of them will be excellent at music. So we try to find where they do excel.
So Dominic, why do you do this? What got you involved and what's in your heart that keeps you going with this sort of good work?
I've been through a bit of a journey, and I grew up in India for 2 years, actually. And I kind of saw a whole different side of the world. And maybe a more spiritual side of the world. And I grew up kind of a little bit like an orphan as well. I grew up through the early stages of school, missing quite a bit of school and going, I never stayed at a school for more than a year. So I was a bit of a gypsy in that kind of sense. And I don't know, I suppose at around the age of 18, I had some youth leaders and a next door neighbor that really just reached out to me. And just, I went to this songwriting camp and I had a passion for music. And somehow I got this vision. And I got this almost call and feel like people believed in me and mentored me. And I thought, you know, there's so many young people that don't know they have potential, that don't know they have a purpose. And I was one of them. And life is so great with hope. It is unbelievably amazing with hope and that sense of purpose. And I think I just wanted to break the chains of young people's thinking like that the same way they've broken off me. Now my mission is to give young people hope, and I do that through music.
So it's very important for us to tell a bit of your musical story through Believe in You. We'll just play a track from your musical life. Tell us a bit about that, Donnie.
Well, this is a compilation album with a whole heap of artists from Musicians Making a Difference called Shine. And this song is called Believe in You, and I wrote it up in an Aboriginal community in Billawheeler. And, well, we were trying to really talk to the kids about, you know, the program and teaching the skills, but there was so much violence in the school and so much picking on each other and so much abuse from these young kids that it was really hard for them to listen or to sit down and just to hear or just to... We tried every angle, and I went home that night almost a bit discouraged, because normally it works first time, everything we do. And I think they just wanted to, you know, hit each other, pick on each other, be called in front of the girls. And it was a very alternative school. But I wrote this song for them, and this kind of really conveyed my whole heart for these young people.
Yeah.
And hopefully they listened to the song, which they did actually at the last concert, and they sat down and listened to that.
And it worked.
Through music it worked, yeah, instead of talking.
Well, this is Believe in You from Dominic Brooke. Dominic, thank you so much for joining us on Open House.
No problems, it's a
pleasure.
All
the very best.
Thank you.
From musicians making a difference like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, come home, come home. I want you to know I believe in you. You will see it through, and I want you to have. I know you get worried when life seems tough. Will you have it all, or will it just be enough? When there's heavy sands beneath the desert skies, cocooned in injustice, but soon to be butterflies. Young people, come on home, 'cause I can feel your heart all alone. Young people, come on home, 'cause I can feel your heart all alone. And I want you to know I believe in you. You will see it through, and I want. Just couldn't cope, so he ended his journey at the end of a rope. Could I have done more to be your friend? And maybe this story would have a different end. Yeah. Young people, won't you come on home? 'Cause I can feel your heart all alone. All people, won't you come on home? 'Cause I can feel your heart all alone. And I want you to know I believe in you. You will see it through. And I want you to have all that you dream of. And I want you to have everything. And I want you to have everything. Everything. And I want you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.